97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. That's right. So it's time now for the clean joke of the day. And boy, do I have a surprise for you. Let me roll back the clock. Back to several months ago, I guess. Aubrey Fox, the lovely and talented Aubrey Fox is here. Hi, Aubrey.
Hello. How are you?
Aubrey just happened to stop by the radio station, and I had to grab her to do a clean joke. Yeah, how's it going?
It's going great. I see you have a stack of jokes here waiting for me.
Yeah.
The one on the top.
Well, before you get to that,
yeah.
I don't want you to tell a joke yet.
Okay.
I want you to bring everybody up to date. Your life has completely changed since you last did a clean joke on WCHL.
So true. I'm a redhead now.
Just kidding. That's not true.
Just kidding.
Not true, but she's a mom.
Yes, I'm a mom and have a 12-week-old baby boy.
Named Fox. The lovely and talented Aubrey Fox. Yep, fits perfectly.
Yes.
That's right.
And he is really, and I'm not biased, the cutest baby on the planet.
No, you're not biased at all. But you and Justin are just extremely ecstatic parents.
We are.
And I know that you're really happy. And you're working with the Chapel Hill Cobra Chamber of Commerce. And it is so good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you too, Ron.
Yeah, you look great.
Well, so do you.
You look better than ever.
You look better than ever.
Well, let's see if you're funnier than ever.
You know, I could never take credit for the jokes.
Sure you can.
Well, I could, except that wouldn't be fair to Mae McClendon, because she just stuck in there for the long haul, lo these many years, providing us collectively with material for the clean joke of the day.
The more things change, the more some things remain the same.
Well said.
Yeah.
You ready?
You're welcome. Yes.
After a very busy day, a young woman settled down in her seat and closed her eyes as the train departed. As the train rolled out of the station, the guy sitting next to her pulled out his cell phone and started talking in a loud voice. Hi, sweetheart. It's Eric. I'm on the train. Yes, I know, the 6:30 and not the 4:30, but I had a long meeting. No, honey, not with that floozy from the accounts office, with the boss. No, sweetheart, you're the only one in my life. Yes, I'm sure. Cross my heart, et cetera, et cetera.
This is all really loud so everybody can hear it, right?
15 minutes later, he was still talking loudly when the young woman sitting next to him, who was obviously angered by his continuous dialogue, yelled at the top of her voice, "Hey, Eric, turn off that stupid phone and come back to bed." My guess is that Eric no longer uses his cell phone in public. Pretty clever.
If that applies to you, you might want to think about that. Somebody might want to do that to you sometime. Boy, that is really terrible when somebody grabs a phone and they just start talking. You know, and I've spoken to so many people, I thought they were talking to me. And turns out they were on the phone. They had it hidden beneath their cheek and their shoulder.
And don't get me started on texting and driving.
No, don't. Aubrey, great to see you.
You too, Ron.
You haven't lost your touch.
Thank you.